Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leah. I'm the daughter.
I'm Lori. I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whisperer.
Witch Whisperer.
Hey, I'm up.
You are up today.
But we do have a disclaimer.
Lori
has cut sugar out of her diet, and she is mildly grumpus.
Well, you just said I look like I was ready to cry.
You did. I was like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, why? I was like, well, it could be the tears streaming down your face. You're in the first few days. So
yeah.
You know what? If you give me nothing today, it's okay.
That's, you know what?
I'm just here. I'm here to.
You're here for support.
I'm to like, nurture you today.
I said, now remember, I'm not using sugar as my crutch. So
I know.
I was like, be gentle and
take me gently.
Please check in with me so my anxiety doesn't spiral.
Oh my God. So it's okay. Everyone send Lore your good vibes, your good energy.
Oh my gosh. We'll see how long this lasts.
Okay. All with right. The sugar.
Yeah.
You got this, baby. You got this. Hey, I'm taking the lead today.
You are.
And I said that I was taking over the tarot the series.
Yeah.
Yes, it could be said tarot, tarot. I have decided that I am going to stick with tarot.
Tarot.
Tarot. My vocal fry. Oh my God. So I'm taking over the series.
Okay, cool.
So this is the first one I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Lore kicked it off with the Fool. And then the last time she talked about the Magician.
I did.
And so now I am up.
You're stepping in.
It is my turn.
And you know what? I think it fits you. I even said this morning, mm-hmm. I just feel so much better about this.
I feel better about this too. And I'm very excited. And I've already learned so much. I did not know a lot about this card. I think cool. It's interesting. This is the card that I got first,
uh-huh.
Because the other ones, 0 and 1, I kind of already knew.
Yeah.
This one was a little bit of a mystery to me, ironically.
Wow.
Okay, are you ready to get into it?
Ironic.
I do want to say, I don't know what you were planning on doing, but I am going to just tell you what I'm, you know, how I'm going to handle the series.
Make it your own.
It is my own. I'm going to be focusing less on the like history of each card because there is like a lengthy, you know, you can go read about that if you want. I'm going to focus more on the meaning of each card based on the writer, Smith deck.
Yes.
That is what I consider to be a good way to learn. So that's how, and I'm learning with you.
Yes.
Reminder. That's why this is kind of exciting.
Fun.
And it is the most common deck, right?
It's like a universal deck.
Universal deck. So most modern decks, even if they're, you know, fun themed, the imagery is still going to kind of follow the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. So we're going to go with that.
Okay, cool.
I did use a variety of sources. We will link it on our website. Give us a minute. It normally takes us just a second. But so if you want to go and you want to learn more, I've used a variety of books. A lot of our tarot decks, you know, they come with little booklets. You can look in there.
Manuals.
And Biddy Tarot,
which
is an online resource that I have found to be very helpful.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. So let's kick it off.
Let's do it.
I am going to follow a similar format to how I did my astrology series.
Okay.
Cool. As my like guide. The first one in a series that you do is always a little weird. Let me get my footing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting your bearings.
We'll weed out what works, what doesn't. I might expand on things later, but I'm going to start with the basic info and associations of each card.
Love it.
So the High Priestess is card number 2.
Yes.
And is part of the major arcana card and tarot decks.
Yeah.
Again, Lore gave you the whole like spiel about that last time.
Yeah.
What was that? The Magician?
Yeah.
So if you need the rundown, go look at that.
Yeah. Yes.
She falls between the Magician and the Empress, and she is the third major arcana card. Yes. So it's number two, but third major arcana. Right.
Because Fool is zero.
Because the Fool is zero. So in one of the first Italian tarot decks with inscriptions, the card was labeled La Papisse. I'm sure I said it wrong. Okay. Laura rolled her eyes.
Flowed from your lips. Flowed from your lips.
Did it?
Yes.
Did it though?
Rolled right off the tongue.
It means the Popess.
Okay.
Okay. And the figure was wearing a crown worn by popes in the Catholic Church.
Ooh, okay.
So when
a popess.
Mm. Ooh, I like that. A popess. It's probably said wrong too. Popess. I don't know. When the Rider-Waite-Smith deck came along, the popess became the high priestess.
I love it.
And her Catholic crown was swapped for a crown more reminiscent of Hathor or Isis, the Egyptian goddesses.
Interesting.
Ooh. The card also contains Marian imagery,
okay,
which is imagery of like the Virgin Mary in Christianity.
Okay.
Yeah. So like there are little bits
of
that.
I see.
Other associations include the moon, water.
Yes.
The Akashic Records. Welcome back.
Wow.
She has sometimes been labeled like the guardian of the Akashic Records.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And I've taught you all about that.
Over there in Teen Witch, is that what it was?
I don't know. I've tried to block it from my memory. She is associated with the Pisces zodiac sign, Persephone, and you'll learn why, and most lunar deities.
Yes.
Heavy on the moon here.
Yeah.
Okay, I have also seen Aphrodite, Juno, queen of the gods, Freya,
yes,
and Artemis.
Ooh.
So all of that to say the high priestess is connected to the mother goddess and various powerful feminine figures. Yes. You get kind of
the
point here.
Yes, what she's encompassing.
Yes. So keywords for this card. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of them to really help you nail it.
All right.
Knowledge, intuition, self-trust. Ouch. That feels like a personal attack.
Wow.
The divine feminine. Hello, yes. Mac Miller. Secrets. The subconscious mind. The unknown. Wisdom. Duality.
Duality.
Insight. Psychic abilities. Divination. Enlightenment. Spiritual growth. And guidance.
Wow.
Whoa. This is a heavy hitter.
This is really heavy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, very interesting. And I also thinking of, you know, some of these qualities that society kind of, you know, thwarts in us or dampens down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The high priestess is here to say, hey, let's tap back into
that. Let's take that power back.
Yeah,
let's take it back.
Yeah. Here's a quote about the card from our Tarot Mucha deck. It's one of the decks I got you.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful that I thought really summed up the card.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, she will part the veils of illusion when you are ready to see. So she's bringing out that which is hidden.
Yeah.
So that leads us to the next part.
I love that.
What's on the card and what does it represent? So I'm going to just go through every element of the card like you have talked about before. Mm-hmm. You really want to go and study these cards.
Yes.
Because there is a lot to them, a lot of symbolism, a lot of imagery.
Yes, look beyond the face value of the card. You've got to really study it.
You got to dive in. That's why I'm very appreciative that I get to do this now because I am forced to look.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so the first thing I notice on this card is the figure, the high priestess, who's wearing a long light blue robe with an equal armed white cross on her chest.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, like a plus sign.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Which represents balance and the four elements. So earth, air, fire, and water.
Of course.
It is also said to represent a lot of different things. Everyone has kind of a different
their own take,
but that seemed to be like an acceptable, a generally accepted thing, the elements.
Right.
There's also a crown on her head, and it isn't the typical crown that you would think of. It's more of a sphere, kind of like a sun, with two half crescent horns on the sides.
Right.
It resembles the triple goddess symbol.
Yeah.
Ooh, go figure. So this and the robe shows that she is a divine figure and ruler with divine knowledge.
Yes.
Hell fucking yes.
Nice.
We all need that energy.
Yes.
She is holding what looks like a book. That was the give me nothing energy we were talking about earlier. You went, haha, yes. Laura said, I'm sad. Leave me alone. Okay. Anyway, she is holding what looks like a book or a scroll. I think it was called most often a scroll on her lap that reads Torah, T-O-R-A.
Okay.
In capital letters. So this represents the greater or divine law. Seems debated, okay, but just think like sacred knowledge.
Okay.
Divine knowledge.
Again, that which is hidden.
Yes, thank yes. you, Lord. Again. The scroll is slightly hidden. There you mm-hmm. go, like you said, to show that she has the power to reveal or not reveal her sacred knowledge, just as we have the power to reveal or not reveal our own inner wisdom and knowledge to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, with I'm the personal
keeping myself
attack.
In the dark.
I am locked fucking down. The high priestess is sitting in front of a curtain or veil of pomegranates and palm leaves. There's Persephone.
Mm-hmm.
So the pomegranates symbolize fertility, abundance, and the divine feminine.
Yeah.
And the palm leaves represent masculine energy. So again, with the balance, the masculine, the feminine.
The duality.
The duality. The veil they are on symbolizes just that. The veil or the in-between, the space between worlds, realms, the conscious, the subconscious.
Dimensions.
Yes.
All of it.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
I never caught the pomegranates or the palm leaves.
Really?
After all these years of reading, I never noticed that was what was behind her.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to think if I have or not.
When it said that, I was like, get the fuck out of here. And what? I went and looked. I was like, oh my God. I was like totally blown away. Yeah. That's why you really have to look.
You have to study the cards. Yeah.
Yeah. So she is also in between. You're going to hear that phrase a lot, in between.
Mm-hmm.
Two pillars, which mark the entrance to a mystical temple.
Yes.
So this could be the Temple of Solomon. Or the Temple of Isis, okay? Uh-huh. Again, with the a temple of great wisdom, okay?
There is much knowledge beyond these pillars.
There is much knowledge here. I feel like I need a pipe.
I feel so scholarly.
Scholarly. One of the pillars is black, and one of the pillars is white.
Right.
The black pillar on the left is marked with the letter B for Bose.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that
like
right?
Like the headphones?
Bose headphones. Lore. That could have been an ad. Not sponsored by Bose. This means in its strength. So this pillar represents strength.
Yes.
You got it. The white pillar on the right is marked with the letter J.
Yeah.
So yes, it does say BJ on the card. I did notice, if you were wondering. The J stands for Jackin. I'm sure I'm saying all of these words wrong. Whatever.
Hugh Jackman.
That was a good one. This means it will establish. So this pillar represents establishment or certainty.
Okay.
Okay, so the high priestess sits in between the pillars because she is the mediator in the path between all things, pretty much.
The mediator, the worlds, the moderator.
Opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sits in the in-between.
Uh-huh.
The pillars and the card number, too, also represent this duality.
Duality.
I can't not say it like that, duality. Good and evil, beginnings and endings, masculine and feminine, dark and light. You get it.
You got it. The yin and the yang.
She reminds you that the wisdom lies in between. Mm-hmm. Okay, you must have knowledge of both and all to enter. And the high priestess represents that wisdom and the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at her feet there sits a crescent moon, which also symbolizes her connection to the mother goddess and the divine feminine. And I never noticed this either. Water or the sea can be seen behind her just like slightly.
Yeah.
And this again symbolizes intuition, dreams, the subconscious mind, the hidden depths of despair. Okay.
Yes. Well, and that all falls in line with the moon, like you were saying.
Exactly.
The moon
heavy
is feminine,
on the moon.
Moon is water.
Heavy on the moon. I didn't really realize. Yeah. I just feel like I never really paid attention to this card, which is like a damn shame.
Well,
the high priestess is probably looking at me like, bitch,
wake your ass up.
Well, it came to me at the
perfect time.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that so interesting?
Yeah.
I love when that happens. Yeah. It gives me like
chills.
It gives me chills. Yeah. I could feel like, I was like, okay, this is the lesson I needed. Thank you. Okay. So that's the card. Go look at it. It's a very beautiful card. All of them are. But what does it mean?
What does
it all mean? I'm going to give you the upright meaning first.
Sure.
And this is just kind of the general vibe of the card.
Mm-hmm.
So if this appears in your spread upright, obviously every reader is going to read different.
Yeah.
It may symbolize something different to you than to me.
Sure.
And depending on the cards around it,
yes.
that's going to change things. But here's the general idea. Gist. Okay, if it appears to you upright, the high priestess can be seen as a wise teacher of sacred knowledge, inner wisdom, and mysteries.
Yeah.
You're hearing a lot of the same words.
Yeah.
Okay. She is here to tell us that everything is not always as it seems by showing you the more deep, intuitive parts of yourself and the universe.
Yes.
So while the magician focused on the conscious mind, the high priestess guards the subconscious mind. She has the ability to travel between the realms of the conscious and the subconscious. Again, why she sits
right
in the threshold. Yeah. Yes. The high priestess is bringing secrets or hidden information out of the shadows, giving you awareness and understanding. So if she appears to you, clarity is coming.
Yes.
Yay. I need some of that.
Do you?
And I feel like it is.
It's coming.
Yeah, exactly. She brings spiritual enlightenment and inner illumination. I like that. Inner illumination. Ooh.
That sounds magical.
Doesn't it? Showing us that more often than not, the answers we're seeking will come from within. She tells us we all have unlimited power and potential inside of us. So if you've asked a specific question, like, you know, you can come to a reading with like, what about love? What about my job?
Yeah.
And she appears in your spread. She might be telling you to tap into yourself.
Right.
You really got to get into the nooks and crannies for the answer.
Get in there with the high priestess and the hermit and figure it out.
Ooh. Bring a bottle of whiskey. You must be willing to travel deep into your subconscious mind to access this divine inner truth and wisdom. You got to be brave, young one.
Yes.
This will help you tap into and trust your own intuition and higher self and keep you from hiding it away.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to let it be seen.
Let it out, Davey.
I sing that to Jake all the time when he won't tell me what's wrong. Insufferable. I'm like slowly realizing that too. The high priestess is telling me to look within, and that's what I found. I found a trash can.
I'm insufferable.
I looked within and I found a trash can. Anyway, the high priestess offers us all encouragement on our path to deepening our intuition and also aids us in developing our psychic abilities and insight. Love that.
Love that.
She's also here to remind us that everything is about balance.
Yes.
But often our divine feminine energy gets left out in the dust. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that is kind of squashed.
Yep.
And this causes imbalance. Unbalance? What's the word? Both. Are those both
you
words?
Are not balanced.
Not balanced. The high priestess is telling you, if it appears in your spread, that regardless of your gender, you must feed and embrace your feminine.
Your feminine time.
Kermit the Frog came in to say hello. Your feminine energy. We all must do it. Yes. We all have it. And we all must do it.
Yeah.
So nurture, create, listen, sense, empathize, feel again, get in there and do it all loudly and proudly. Don't hide it away.
Right.
In doing so, you will deepen your relationship with your intuition and meet yourself and others with more compassion and understanding.
I love that.
Wow.
Wow.
What the world needs now is this. What I just said. Okay. I couldn't remember.
Love, sweet love.
I was trying to tie the, you know what? Fuck you.
The word is love, Leanne.
Thank you.
Love yourself.
Thank you.
See how you couldn't get that out?
I can't. Do you hear it like balling up in my throat? My throat chakra's like, how about no? Okay. What happens if it appears reversed?
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, reverse, upright, go look into it. You've talked about it. But if it appears reversed, you might be experiencing some sort of disconnect or energy block with yourself.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. She is reminding you to turn inward towards your own intuition. Mm-hmm. Take a shot every time I say intuition. That's obviously the main word here.
And inward. But you know what? That's the thing, is that's so much easier said than done.
Oh my God.
Because you can know all of this and be so cognizant of it and try to practice. Mm-hmm. But you know, the world at large.
It's hard, and it's scary.
It's terrifying, but it's also hard to embrace those things when you're just moving at such a fast pace,
which
is, you know, where the world is right now.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
What'd you say? I can't have any sugar.
We're all going to go cry. You see what happens to Lord when the sugar goes. She turns into Donnie Darko and the gloom and doom comes out.
Freaking truth slap.
Thank you for that.
A bitch slap, I might say. Damn it.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. It is hard.
I'm going to put a big calendar up and we're going to take pictures every day and I'm going to cross off each day that I go without sugar. And how long do we think this can last?
Look,
I
don't know. Girl, I'm talking about serious shit here. And
I want a Twizzler right now.
Laura's like, I haven't heard a single word you've said. I've looked within and I know that I would like a mountain of sugar. Thank you. I'm so sorry, honey.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. I don't, what do you
mean? You know, that's what I mean. I got to start shoveling off the sugar pile and like get in there.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Hate that bitch. I'm right there with you if that makes you feel any better. But anyway, what we're saying here, what the high priestess is saying, is that you can't focus on the surface level. You're That's gonna right. have to go deeper. You're gonna have to shovel that shit or the sugar or whatever it looks like in your world.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to. Yeah, it's not fun. I'm sorry.
Face the music.
Face the music. Do not let others pull focus from you right now. Okay. You need to tap the fuck back into yourself at the moment. That is the priority. It is time to slow down, listen, and observe. What is your inner voice saying? Are you tapped into your gut instincts and your intuition right now? Or are you like, what the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
My high priestess looks like a little Joe Pesci, just like slapping the shit out of me. Like, what are you doing? Are you holding yourself back? Are you living your own truth?
Yes.
Wow. These are important questions. Wow. To do so, you may need to meditate or get yourself into a quiet, calming space. Literally, you maybe need to pay close attention to your dreams.
Yes.
If that's how you tap into this, your spiritual practices, whatever it is.
Yeah.
This process is going to look different for your everyone, soul. Right? You have to find what helps you connect to that voice, your inner voice, and do that. Go there.
Do that.
If you need a helping hand, like obviously the two of us do, remember the high priestess. She will help clear the noise and she will help guide you. Yes. That is her purpose. Ouch.
Wow, that's so nice.
Love you, girl. Thanks. You might need to surrender a bit if she pops up in your spread. You have to let go of doubt and the fear of judgment from others. And you have to let your intuition take the wheel. Intuition take the wheel. Was that kind of good? I never know.
I can't answer.
You're my mom. You're supposed to just say yes. You're supposed to hype me up.
No, I tell you you're beautiful.
Honestly.
You know what? I tell you you're beautiful all the time. And you say, you just have to say that because you're my mom.
I know you can't win.
But you know, truthfully,
that wasn't good. I'm not a singer.
Beyonce has no worries.
Beyonce is not quaking.
But you know what? You do you, girl. I mean, you go for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what?
I applaud your confidence.
I will take honesty over anything. That's what I... Right? Why am I so confident? No one knows. Okay, this card literally begs you to trust your own personal power.
Right.
Okay, have that confidence. Fuck yes. And the powers of the universe, the greater powers. Okay?
Yes.
So let go. And let goddess. I know that's not the first time I've said it, but it's bad and I know it, but I don't want to say let go, let God. Let go, let goddess.
Right.
I'm sure someone's TM'd it.
I'm sure.
Don't get yourself stuck, okay? Move like water. Remember, water is important here. Let yourself flow and trust that these...
Between.
Flow between, yes, and trust that these powers will help guide you in the right direction, even though it is scary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This card reverse can also be tipping you off to secrets, hidden agendas, or mistruths. She might be giving you some tea if she pops up. If other people pop up in the spread and then she's there, someone's plotting. You plotting on me? That's what I'd say.
You plotting on me, ass eyes?
Make sure your inner circle... or those on the outskirts aren't up to any nonsense and clear the air.
No chicanery.
Yes.
No tomfoolery.
No tomfoolery. Mm-hmm. Remember, this card is about uncovering what is hidden. So none of that bullshit.
Right.
The High Priestess reverse could also indicate that you are becoming too inward focused, depending on what's around it. So be mindful that you're not like going hermit mode.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
It's all about balance. And that's the card.
Balance.
How do we feel?
I love it.
I feel like I really,
learned a lot.
I've got a grasp on this card now.
You're going to get to know this card very well.
Oh, great.
My darling.
Why did you say it like that? That sounded threatening.
I know. I think that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Lore. Even though I do still feel like you threatened me. To help us all some more, I am going to still do my movies, shows, and characters thing.
Okay.
So here's movies, shows, and characters that I believe exude the energy of this card.
Nice.
Ooh, fun. When I see the High Priestess, I do think of the triple goddess. Okay,
right.
But what I have realized is that in pop culture, we specifically focus on the crone. And me and Jake were talking about it, and he was like, well, yeah, because you can only be pretty or wise when you're in pop culture as a woman. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
He's like, they don't let you be both.
Wow.
Isn't that a fucking harsh reality?
Isn't that a slice of the old dick pie?
We're just really...
Literally.
We're just truth slapping the shit out of everyone today. I was like, oh, damn. So a lot of my list is more of the like crone, but I do want to emphasize that I see the High Priestess as all.
Well, it takes a lot of life lessons to get you to that sage mentality.
Sure.
That usually comes with age. I mean,
it does, but also like, again, with the High Priestess, like, I feel like it's a more the triple, like the whole package.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the in-betweens, you know what I'm saying? But okay, here's my list.
Okay.
Lady Galadriel from Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit.
Yeah.
And
that's
we just talked about that.
Comes to my mind.
I think that's a great example of this. Another great example is the Oracle from the Matrix.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She's there to kind of like guide Neo.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Ooh,
I liked that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A lot of what I was reading about this card and then when I went into this part was like the High Priestess is a truth slapper. Like it might, she might not be coming to you with all like rainbows and sunshine.
Right.
Like she's getting into the depth. So it like Mary Poppins isn't the quote unquote like nicest character, but she is there to
steer
guide
the ship.
You.
Yeah.
So I liked that one. The Witch from Halsey's If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power film.
All right.
I know not a lot of people have maybe seen that. Go check it out and you'll know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas.
Yeah.
The tree.
Of course.
That's you.
Is that me?
It is a little bit.
You're
giving me Grandmother Willow. Ouch, that character makes me want to cry. I don't know why. Glinda the Good Witch or really any like fairy godmother kind of character because again with the guidance.
Alakazoo and doo-doo-doo-doo and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Yes, go
she's
off.
She's a godmother, right? Cinderella?
Sure.
Yeah. You bet.
See how I'm hyping you up? Do you see how it? Okay. I just wanted to give you an example. Alanis Morissette as God in Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. You know we love Dogma.
The goddess.
Yeah. Oh, my goddess. Okay, I'm done. Grandma Tala from Moana.
Mm-hmm.
She is also you.
Yes.
What we're learning here today is you embody this archetype.
October calls me her all the time.
Yeah, October likes to listen to the Moana songs. And when she's dancing by the water, she says, me, and I cry. I love that character.
Yeah.
One of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Hermione and Professor McGonagall could be seen as this here. Kind of the young and the old wise
the
ones.
The maiden and the crone, huh?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
The witch from Brave.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I love also that. Me.
We have heard...
People tell me that all the time.
I was going to say, we have gotten a few
I get that all the time.
Comments that you remind people of the Witch from Brave. I would claim that.
I claim that.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Isn't she whittles?
She does whittle.
She
like
whittles.
Like Bartles and James. Damn it.
If I have to tell
Dude,
you one I, more time to
start
whittling. The signs are here.
Hey, you do know, and we've had this discussion before. I have a whittling kit. In my cart.
Oh, in your cart.
In
I
my
thought
cart
you meant
somewhere.
You had one here currently.
No,
I was like,
I've been like, you know, investigating.
You've
and there's one that's been
kit.
Sitting in my, yeah. I got all that driftwood I brought back from Seattle. Okay. I'm going to whittle some tree spirits. I'm not kidding.
For your birthday, do you want the whittling kit?
Maybe.
Okay. We'll talk about this
whittle,
later.
Like Bartles and James. Yes.
You know, I think it's just time. I think it's just,
you know what? Some people crochet at my age. Nope. I'm going to whittle.
It matches your energy with some brittle next to you. Brittling and whittling.
Sugar-free brittle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to remind you of the sugar. My bad. Okay. Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah.
Came up. Mother Nature from Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh.
That was fact check Jake's contribution. He was like, I love her.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
She's no nonsense.
Yeah. The Three Witches or the Weird Sisters from Macbeth. Sabrina. Yes.
They pop up everywhere.
Yeah. I like that's a good example too.
Yes.
Anne Grunwald from Pretty Little Liars. She's the like oracle kind of.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, anywho, that is the High Priestess.
I love it.
How do we feel?
I feel great. I feel like, it's definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was meant to do this series. I am like ready. I am
You're
on
so
board.
Excited.
Yes,
I love it.
I'm very excited. I feel like, again, I feel like I've really, I didn't know this card. And so I'm happy to get to know each one a little deeper.
Hello.
Here she says, oh, yeah. Like I said, it's Joe Pesci.
Slap, slap, slap.
Hello.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci with a wig on. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I think it's time to go.
All right. We'll catch you Thursday for our full length episode.
Hell yeah. Love you.
All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.